Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When you finally... So finally talking to the actual people and knowing that they're not who you thought you were talking to, that's... It's pretty trippy too, because it's, you know, like, this person is a stranger, and you've seen their pictures for a very long time, and think and feel like you know them, but you don't know them.
Hi, and welcome to Nattluft. My name is Gabriella Lahti. This episode we're going to do in English, because the people I talk to speak English. Okay, have you ever been catfished? Or do you know what it means to be catfished? All right, let's check out what UrbanDictionary.com says. I tend to sometimes look up different words that I don't really understand on Urban Dictionary. And because this story that we're going to tell you today happened online only, I think Urban Dictionary might know the answer to this word. Okay, here we go. A catfish is someone who pretends to be someone they're not, using Facebook or other social media to create false identities, particularly to pursue deceptive online romances. For example, you could say like this, "Did you hear how Dave got totally catfished last month? The fox he thought he was talking to turned out to be a pervy guy from San Diego." Or, "I was really falling for that gorgeous girl on Facebook, but she turned out to be a catfish." Today's episode is going to be called When John Got Catfished. Now, John is not his real name. And all the other people who we talk about or who I talk to in this podcast episode, we're not going to use their real names. I mean, after all, they were all a part of this whole catfish story. Now, let's talk to John. Let's go.
Not a lot going on over here, though, at the moment. So I'm just working a standard, boring office job right now and wanting to do a lot more. But, oh, man. Blue skies today. And that's pretty rare around now, blue skies. No, it's typically raining. It's typically raining and dark and sort of a depressing atmosphere. If I wasn't doing office work, I want to get back in the sciences. I went to school not really knowing exactly what I wanted. I was just interested in too many things. I'm still interested in a lot of different things, so it's sometimes difficult to focus on one thing in particular. Yeah, I wanted to go back to school for biomedical engineering and or like science writing or something along those lines is what I'm thinking of now, but it just takes some, I don't know, it's kind of hard when you have your student loans and you're working all the time and exhausted to focus a bit on what you want to do. It's just a prioritizing time is what needs to happen. So,
and when it comes to internet or apps,
mm-hmm.
How often do you hang out on different apps?
Well, I'm really not online anymore, but I mean, I have the typical Facebook, like pretty much everyone else. But I'm not on really any apps talking to strangers at this point because obviously. Don't really have the desire to do that.
So if we go back to the very first day of the whole thing that we're going to talk about, to be catfished, day one, like how does it even start?
Well, I mean, for myself, I wasn't really active on social media other than in Facebook. And I don't even know if you'd call it social media, but there were some apps I was unaware of. My girlfriend at the time had told me of a Thumb is what it was called. And you post questions and people can comment. And sometimes you have conversations. And sometimes those conversations lead to Kick, which I also hadn't used before. And then there's the whole Snapchat thing and whatnot, which I'd heard of. But and as far as catfishing goes, I was aware of the term, but I really had no idea what it was. I downloaded Thumb is what it was called. And then I just started using that because I was like, oh, this is interesting. And then I was just talking to random people online. I thought it was safe to do. It felt safe to do. I didn't really want anything, I guess, as serious. And so it just was kind of comforting to just be able to talk to people. But I wasn't aware of this individual for a while. I mean, yeah, getting to that, I don't really remember how I started talking to her. It was through Thumb, I'm sure. Something was posed and I commented and she commented. And then I believe we started talking on Kick for a while. And so we talked on Kick. I probably didn't talk to the real her. I probably only talked to the real her for less than 2 weeks or so. I mean, it was relatively brief, just on-off conversations. I wasn't really interested in her and I didn't find her incredibly attractive. And, you know, I mean, it's pretty superficial online anyways. So as I was just chatting with folks, it was just, yeah, I moved on. But I don't know what I had said during that time. She had not. And I guess decided to kind of just to pretend to be other people at that point. I don't know. I don't really know what her thought process was. But I was also, because, I mean, thinking back, because I was so down and I don't know. I was just, I'm pretty gullible and trusting and naive and all that stuff. So, probably pretty easy to take advantage of at the time. So she, I don't even know what names to use because I don't want to use the real people's names.
We can call them like A, B, and C, and D.
All right, that works. Yeah, I can keep them in order that way. Except there's a lot of letters. I don't think we'd make it through the alphabet, maybe half. It's kind of funny when I think about it now. But it's really frustrating at the same time because when I realized for a full year that I was talking to what I thought were different people, and then finding out that it was just one individual, that was pretty mind-blowing. And it took me a little while to, yeah.
You became friends with many different people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And did they all have some sort of a connection to each other?
Yeah, they did. They were all apparently somehow connected. Friends or, which is how I would be introduced to them. And through the process of talking to these other individuals, she would learn more about me and could sort of shape her next character to be something I would be more interested in. And yeah, no, I just thinking about it, I just feel really dumb, but anyways, yeah, that's kind of how it started. So she started with this one individual and, you know, very attractive, etc. And it, you know, I just felt nice to be what I thought would be talking to an attractive person. And I guess I didn't also find, I don't know, I didn't really find it, I don't feel as if I'm an ugly person, so I didn't find it incredibly hard to believe that they might be talking to me, but at the same time, you know, I don't know, it wasn't really something that initially went through my head. I thought it might be strange after a while, but I don't know. There's a lot of psychology going on in my own mind.
And how often did you talk?
Oh, eventually, like every day, all day. Like every single person, every single character had issues of some sort, and that was probably to make me feel, I don't know, to sympathize or to and or she actually had issues and she just was placing them on her characters. And I was also in and out of employment too, so like it was easier for me to talk. I can't believe I didn't recognize, because I talked to her on the phone as these different characters, but she changed how she talked, like her tone, her accent. I mean, I just didn't recognize, you know. So it just didn't seem, I don't know, it's just so unreal thinking about it, but it just didn't click in my mind what was going on. And I, through this whole process, I mean, you know, my friends even warned me about it.
They said what?
I mean, that she's catfish, she's not real, you know. And I would defend this person. I think she would start becoming uncomfortable pretending to be this person. And then she'd move on to someone else because she didn't want me to go.
Did you ever fall in love with A, B, C?
Yeah. Not A. Not B, and C is towards her later people, her later characters, I started, falling in love, I guess you could say, with some of them, so.
And when you were in love, were you having some sort of an internet relationship?
Yeah, we're talking all the time.
And were you asking for, like, selfies?
See, that's the other thing. I've never been the type of person that asks for pictures. I'm not going to ask anyone for a picture. If they don't want to send me a picture, I don't care. But she'd end up sending me pictures anyways because she had access to them. So it was just like, I just assumed I wasn't trying to search them online or anyone. I mean, I don't know. Again, the whole social media thing is sort of foreign anyways. I wasn't searching out these apps, and I was sort of casually on Facebook and whatever, Instagram and all of those other things too. So
and what was the actual event that made you realize all this was fake?
Well, eventually she broke down. She was either obsessed or in love or whatever she was. Obsessed, I don't know. Whatever she was with her last character. Like, I was really, really, I would say I was really in love with her last character. So it was pretty tough when I found out she wasn't real. And then the fact that all of them weren't real was... I mean, it started seeming like it was really serious. Like, she was, like, planning on moving, basically. You know, she was in New York still, as this character. But there was an office she could transfer to. She was talking about with this company she worked for. And I knew the company she worked for. I knew it had offices all over the place. And so it was very realistic. So it just started getting really serious. But I think because of that, eventually she just tried to kind of, like... Her character F had been, I think, previously married, or I don't know, not married. Whatever her last relationship was still sort of an issue, I guess you could call it. Not an issue, but like, because they were not apart. They were apart, but I don't even know what I'm trying to say. Anyways, something happened, and she tried to break up with me or whatever without reason, just like, you know. I mean, she knew that I was really, really emotional, really involved. I think she was too. And then she didn't want to fake it anymore as this person, I found out, because she wanted me to be in love with the real her. This last final person was apparently, like, really close to how she really was. But at the same time, it was someone I was really interested in. And because of that, she didn't want to pretend being her anymore, because her whole plan was to somehow get her back into the picture and me be interested in her, which wouldn't have happened. But yes, no, she just got to that point. And she had to be very... I had to be very convincing to get her to tell me the truth. Like, I was very not gonna go until you basically tell me what's going on, because I needed to know, like, why she would suddenly just, you know, want to end everything when it seemed great. And but she was like, no, I can't tell you, it'd destroy you or something like that. And I, of course, am not thinking that that it's, you know, I'm one person and you, all of these friends of yours are not real, you know? That didn't go through my mind at all. Eventually, I somehow figured that out and jokingly was like, you know, oh, see, you're not real, ha 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 ha. And then it was just, that thought had always gone through my head. Like, there was, I think, always an awareness because of the fact that I'd never met anyone, you know? I mean, I, of course, wanted to believe them all, and did, but there, I think, was always a part of me that still was cautious. And so, yeah, eventually she was, I found out who she was. So she was like, I am this person. And I was like, I hardly talked to you, you know, this person. And then you pretended to be all of these people. And then, like, why is what I wanted to know. And how could you continue that for a whole fucking year, you know? And then she sent me a picture like, you know, this is me.
And how did that all make you feel?
I was in shock for probably the first hour. And then, you know, after I stopped talking to her at that point. I mean, we didn't cut communication immediately because I kind of wanted to know what had happened and why. And then eventually get the information out of her so that I could get in contact with the actual people that she was pretending to be, or at least some of them, because it's pretty fucked up. I cried for like 8 hours probably the first day. I mean, just couldn't stop. I have like a tear going down my face and it's just really awkward.
You have what?
A tear. Just freaking when you finally, so finally talking to the actual people and knowing that they're not who you thought you were talking to, that's, it's pretty trippy too, because it's, you know, like, this person's a stranger, and you've seen their pictures for a very long time, and think and feel like you know them, but you don't know them.
I actually got an email from this guy just a couple of months ago, and he emailed me a long email, and it started with beware of, you know, this certain person that he was talking to, you know, the real person, not me. And he wrote a long email about how we met online, how we virtually met, and how we talked for over a year, and how he knew everything about my ex-boyfriend, my then boyfriend. But he didn't, obviously these person, people were other people in his life, in his story. But through pictures he just sent through the air was, you know, my dad, my brother. Yeah, so he felt like he really knew me, and the email was just really weird. It was just like, I don't know, it was just like it was a joke. But then I talked to him for a long time, and you know, I figured everything out. You know, she's been trying to be many different people in my life as well.
Did you know how she was trying to be you? Did you have any personality that was similar to your actual personality?
Yeah, that was scary as well. Because he said, for example, you don't like kids and you love animals. And that's also true. Well, it's not like I don't like kids, but you know what I mean? Like, it was certain things. So I was like, how could you know that? But then I realized she followed my life for 1 year on Instagram, for example, and you know, obviously, if you look through pictures, you can understand that, you know, someone likes animals or similar. So, and also, it was, you know, from day to day, he sent me screenshots from different chats they have. And it was, you know, pictures from situations 6 months back where she was like, yeah, here I am, you know, making up another story. And yeah, it was weird. So when he contacted me, he was like, it's weird to see that you're another person, you're much older than that, and you, it must have been really weird as well to talk to the real people behind the pictures as well.
Did you ever get scared of the person who was trying to be you?
No, actually not. I saw also the profile on these different social media sites, but and, you know, that was a little bit like annoying and made me more angry. She took like a picture from on me on Halloween where I had like a latex like thing with blue eyes, you know, like, and then the other pictures was also with that same kind of style, so it made me look like I was, you know, into S&M or whatever, you know. It's like it made me, and if that those pictures would have been seen by someone else, you know, it could damage your reputation, you know, you're working hard, you're in business or whatever, and then if something like that comes out or other people see profiles like that, it can damage you. So obviously I got really angry and I felt like I wanted to take it forward, but what I did, I just contacted her and you know, contacted all the companies and said, you know, you need to take everything down and tell everyone you talk to that this is not these people, this is fake profile.
And did they all disappear, all the fake profiles?
Yes, from what I know. Obviously, you know, you never know. It could be so many different websites nowadays.
She's, I'm pretty sure, still impersonating. I mean, she had so many different Kick accounts pretending to be so many different people. And I can't imagine, I mean, I'm not going to go out and try and message these accounts so that she, you know, talks back. But I can't imagine that she's taken them all down. Because she was talking to other people as these characters. Because she was getting attention. You know, I didn't want her to suddenly come over here and yeah. I was a little bit like afraid for a while too. Like, I'm not terrified. I was just, no, I actually I couldn't sleep for a while. Like, I was having anxiety attacks, and even now I'm not sleeping well. Maybe, I don't think that's tied into that anymore. I don't really know.
Why do you think people do this? Why does catfishing exist?
I think it's really insecure people who doesn't get attention. From what he said was that she contacted him, the real person, like the girl that was pretending to be everyone, contacted him a year ago. He stopped talking to her because, you know, he didn't think that she was attractive. That's what he said to me. And then when he stopped replying, she just created a different profile to be able to continue to talk to him. So I think this can happen to anyone, and anyone can do it that is really insecure and have issues. I mean, you must have issues to do something like this. That's what I think.
Do you think this is going to continue?
Definitely. I mean, it's more and more. Our lives right now is just more and more online. Everything is happening online. All these apps. I mean, we're living with our phones and computers, and that's, you know, a problem. So many. Oh, I think half of my friends are. The New Year's resolutions are to be less on the phone, less on Facebook, less, you know, connected. So I don't know how this would not, if this is something that is a common problem, or at least, you know, it's happening, I don't see any decrease in it, because it's more and more ways of talking to people, and it's more and more ways to get away, and, you know, it's more and more things coming up.
How are you going to move on with your life from now on?
Well, I've been only excuse me. I've only been talking to people who are around me lately. I mean, I haven't been talking to anyone online anymore.
Do you still believe in love?
Yeah, I do. I just I'm clearly more cautious now than I was before. But yeah, of course I still believe in love. It's, I don't know. I'll find it.
You've listened to Nattluft. Today's story was about how John got catfished. Don't forget to download the app Acast and listen to more stories from Nattluft. My name is Gabriella Lahti. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you soon again. Good.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Bye.